Randy Ratke, the president of the Marathon County Labor Council, cited the effect the political ban was having on school bands and other participating community groups. But Ratke didn't exactly welcome Republican lawmakers back with open arms. In his news release, he said, quote, "With the track records that Pam Galloway, Sean Duffy, Scott Walker, and Jerry Petruski have all put together this year, they should be ashamed to even show their faces at a Labor Day parade." The Grand Marshal, Democratic Assemblywoman Donna Seidel, says if Republicans march, they should change their attitudes.
If the Republicans are choosing to march, hopefully demonstrates a willingness to appreciate more the contributions of all workers, organized unions, and, you know, appreciate that more than they have demonstrated in the past.
At least two Republican lawmakers, Congressman Duffy and Senator Pam Galloway, are now planning to march. Galloway says she has no regrets.
We're very proud of our record, having turned the state around and turned it into a pro-business, pro-worker state. And that's really, I think, what the folks in the community want us to focus on rather than quarreling about who gets to be in and out of a parade.
The reversal came after Wausau Mayor Jim Tipple threatened to bill the Labor Council for parade-related expenses.
You know, I'm really pleased at their decisions. It's a community-wide parade, and to make it inclusive, as we've always had it in the past, is a win-win for everybody.
Labor Council President Ratke says he received, quote, countless offers to help pay for parade costs. In Wausau, I'm Glenn Moberg for Wisconsin Public Radio News.